If the owner of the Fitzpatrick Nuclear Power Plant refuses to keep the facility open, can the state force it to? That's the question after Fitzpatrick owner Entergy has rejected several offers to help keep the financially stressed plant from closing in January. The company says it's too late, but as WRVO's Payne Horning reports, some think the state may not need Entergy's approval.
When Entergy announced last November that they would close Fitzpatrick because it's losing money, Governor Andrew Cuomo said New York would pursue every legal and regulatory avenue to try to stop it. Senator Charles Schumer echoed those sentiments and said at the time he thinks there is a government entity that can stop the closure, the Public Service Commission.
The PSC, for instance, has to approve of such a closing, and reliability is a key aspect of what the PSC will look at. So there are ways that we can try to avoid this closing, and I'll do everything I can to see that that happens.
The PSC regulates the state's utilities and ensures there's enough energy for New York consumers. So what would happen to the local and statewide power grid if Fitzpatrick went dark? It's a question the New York Independent System Operator, or NISO, studied after Entergy announced the closure. The results were mixed. It found that if Fitzpatrick and several other plants in the area close soon, there would be a statewide power shortfall of 325 megawatts, but not until 2019. Schumer says that's the ammo the PSC needs to fight Entergy on the closure.
As I understand it, there are still reliability issues, and the PSC could require them to do certain things if they find those reliability issues to be true. And I would urge the PSC to do a thorough investigation of reliability and use all its clout to try and keep Entergy open.
So if there's a power shortfall like what was found in this study, then the PSC can force Fitzpatrick to stay open, right? Perhaps. NISO first has to invite bids from plants to fill that power need. It prefers to go with option A, which is a private market solution. But NISO can go with option B, where it pays a plant, such as Fitzpatrick, with fees from customer energy bills. That money would keep Fitzpatrick afloat. But guess what? Fitzpatrick doesn't even have to bid, and Entergy's vice president for external affairs, Mike Tomey, says they likely won't.
We would essentially have to bid in that we are available to serve 325 megawatts. And you might get paid for that, and you might not, depending on whether there's a need 3 years from now.
And it's important to note that NISO will look for the lowest bid. Let's be honest, nuclear power is not exactly cheap, so that reduces Fitzpatrick's shot at winning the contract. And Tomey says the plant is at a disadvantage for another reason.
We only run pretty much at full power. So we would only be compensated for 300 megawatts, and we'd be exposed to the market for the other 500 megawatts.
The same market where Fitzpatrick is losing $60 million a year. So if Fitzpatrick doesn't want to enter a bid and take the subsidies that come with it, can the state make them? That takes us back to the original question. Can the state force Entergy to keep Fitzpatrick open? NISO officials say they can't. Could the PSC? Well, they won't comment. Central New York Assemblyman Will Barkley says he hopes the PSC has that power, but likely not.
I don't think you could just unilaterally say, Entergy, you've got to keep the plant open. I think you have to offer them something to keep the plant open.
Offer something like the subsidies that have kept Rochester's Ginna nuclear plant open. Not so fast. The NISO study in that situation found a much stronger local need to keep the plant open. And there's an even more important difference between the two. Ginna's owner Exelon was willing to enter into that agreement. Whatever the case, someone has to answer this question soon, because with nuclear plants, once you start shutting down, there's no turning back. In Oswego, I'm Payne Horning for WRVO News.